Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Shali Pittman. An effort to restore northern pike habitat in Green Bay is also benefiting other wildlife species and raising local awareness about the effects of climate change. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Wisconsin News Connection has more.
The primary goal of the multi-county collaboration was to create fish passage openings by building culverts and restoring wetlands to improve spawning habitat for the northern pike. Ken Delata with Oconto County says the project has since expanded to benefit a wider range of species. Delata says most types of Wisconsin wildlife depend on wetlands at some point in their lives, including northern pike.
They're very important for controlling bait fish population out there. It is a very sought after fish, especially in the wintertime. Recreational wise, it's a huge draw.
Delata says restoring these areas has given the researchers a unique opportunity to study the travel and reproductive patterns of northern pike. Their grant funding ends in 2027, but he says they hope to continue with these projects. Chuck Druckery with Marionette County says half of the remaining wetlands on Lake Michigan are on the west shore of Green Bay. So far, 82 projects have been completed there, opening up 200 stream miles and restoring nearly 20 acres of wetlands. Druckery says agriculture has replaced many wetlands with ditches that have become problems for pike and other species.
Because the ditches, they are deeper than the original streams were, so that even if the fish can swim up the ditch, sometimes they can't get out of the ditch.
He thinks their progress could become more challenging given the threat of climate change and heavier rainfall. But the projects have also provided opportunities to raise awareness of these issues. They've made 2 acres of land into an outdoor classroom for hands-on teaching to students about the importance of wetlands and wildlife habitat. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
A Brewers anniversary. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers host the Miami Marlins at American Family Field, where they're celebrating the 25th anniversary of the opening of the ballpark. Food discount specials, special events planned for the fans. After the game, a home run derby featuring former players like Prince Fielder, Carlos Gomez, and Ryan Braun. The Brewers with the best record in baseball heading into this weekend's series. Golf. The winner of the Wisconsin State Amateur Golf Championship is a teenager. 18-year-old Vince Siegel sank a birdie putt on the first playoff hole after shooting a 4-under 68 in the final round. NFL Packers training camp practices continue. How's it going so far?
Yesterday was pretty clean. I thought our guys did a good job of competing, but also taking care of one another, because ultimately we needed everybody healthy for us to be at our best. By and large, our guys did a good job of competing, getting the work in, but also taking care of one another.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This Civic Media station is currently broadcasting the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks over the air. Due to streaming restrictions, we can't provide you the broadcast here. You can find an affiliated station at civicmedia.us to find the game over the air. We'll also have updates on the game and the biggest sports news from Mike Clemens daily on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
All of these things should sound off alarm bells bigly. And you see what Donald Trump's doing with Harvard and with Columbia. You see what he's doing with Paramount. ABC capitulated in a lawsuit to Trump. We're America. We're not Hungary. We're a democracy. We're always going to be a democracy. Yeah, that's what they thought in Hungary. The way that Viktor Orban and the right wing gained power was by using a little bit of power to get more power, to use pressure on networks.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
We're airing a game right now, but stay here on the stream for more Civic Media news, talk, and more.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to the second hour of our program. From Epstein's Island to Obama's inbox, Trump's dark diversion strategy is my daily takeover at HartmanReport.com today. You know, when the walls start closing in, Trump doesn't lawyer up. He doubles down. Well, actually, he does both. But what's going on right now with this whole Trump team and saying that Barack Obama is guilty of treason? This is not about justice or the truth. This is a deliberate psyop, a psychological operation designed to try to hijack the news cycle and enrage the MAGA base and erase Epstein's name from every chyron in America. And that's, you know, it appears that Trump actually believes, and he's putting in place now the actions to move this forward, actually believes that if he can convince the media to take this seriously, that we have evidence that Barack Obama committed treason, that will be a big enough story to blow Epstein off the pages, off the front pages. You know, he's tried everything. I mean, he's tried doing his tariff rants. He's tried cutting deals with other countries. He's tried going back to Hillary's emails. I mean, he has been playing all the hits, you know, sitting there at his console, pushing every distraction button he has, and none of them have worked. You know, we're still talking about Epstein. And so now what are they doing? They are busily assigning investigators, FBI agents, lawyers, and others in the Justice Department to find everything they can that might implicate Barack Obama in any kind of crime, particularly something that they might be able to call treason. It's wild. I mean, you know, it's also going back to the Russia, Russia, Russia thing, where we know that in 2016, according to a report that was signed off on by Marco Rubio, Republicans in the Senate said, yes, Russia did influence the 2016 election in a way that helped Donald Trump. Yes, we have that officially from both the GOP, well, not the GOP as an institution, but from Republican senators and Republican members of the House. They all signed off on this thing because it's obvious. I mean, Russia, Putin admitted it. He was asked by a reporter, you know, did you interfere in the 2016 election to help Trump? And he said, yes, I did, because Trump said that he wanted to repair relations between Russia and the United States. Who wouldn't? Why wouldn't I do that? I mean, it's like you have a confession. But, you know, Trump has tried to say, oh, no, this whole Epstein thing is just like the Russia thing, which is true. They're both true, apparently. But, you know, oh, they're both hoaxes. Yeah, right. So where does this go? And why is it that this is so sticky? There was a new study that was just published in October of last year, just a few months ago. Eight, nine months ago, in the Journal of Research in Personality. It was titled Malevolent versus Benevolent Dispositions and Conservative Political Ideology in the Trump Era. And What these researchers did is they said, you know, well, here's a quote. Autocrats manifest socially aversive personality, including malevolent traits in the dark triad, narcissism, psychopathy, and Machiavellianism. And the same has been found for Trump. Similar results have been found for authoritarians' loyal foot soldiers. Thus, it is not surprising, perhaps, that voters with aversive traits tend to prefer aversive political figures. In other words, the followers, the authoritarian followers of Trump, are just as authoritarian as he is. It's just that he has leadership characteristics and they don't. They're just followers. And then they point out that there's numerous studies that have found that people with malevolent dispositions, in other words, people who have this kind of negative, hateful worldview, are drawn to conservative political philosophy. So what is a malevolent disposition? Well, first off, a malevolent disposition reflects wishing ill will or doing harm to others, while a benevolent disposition involves intending or showing goodwill or kindness to others. A malevolent disposition is measured via aversive features of Machiavellian manipulativeness, psychopathic callousness, and narcissistic self-absorption, all negatively associated with empathy and positively associated with antisocial behavior. And then they go on. What does this mean for politics? Well, they say a political candidate, again, I'm quoting from this study, a political candidate who boasts about being able to shoot someone can be understood in terms of a malevolent disposition. We seek to understand the voters who embrace such a politician and propose that insight may be gained by examining the links between malevolent dispositions and political ideology. Taken together, we propose that more extreme malevolent dispositions are necessary for understanding today's modern incarnation of conservatism that includes a positive view of Trump. In other words, conservatives are you know, a little ill, shall we say. And they even go beyond that. I mean, they basically say that the people who are most extremely mentally ill, the psychopaths, are the most enthusiastic about Trump. This is, again, quoting from the study. Across two different samples, we found a positive association between conservative ideology and a positive view of Trump and malevolent dispositions. For white men, psychopathic propensities predicted conservative ideology and a positive view of Trump. Get that? Psychopathic propensities predicted? Thus, the current results add to a growing literature on a link between malevolent or aversive dispositions and conservative ideology. Moreover, our results are in line with Barber and Pope in 2019, who found those tied to a Trump symbolic ideology were most inclined to be uncivil to others. This was people who wore MAGA hats, for example, the symbolic ideology. And the results from both samples found that latent psychopathic and malevolent disposition means, the averages, were significantly elevated among individuals who viewed Trump favorably. Right. Now, they did note that among women and among black people, this was not the case. That there, you know, about 20% of the population, regardless of race or gender, are authoritarians. But the authoritarian women and the authoritarian black people, by and large, mostly black men, tended not to support Trump. And they asked the question, why? Well, because these people have been the victims of right-wing authoritarianism. They've been the victims of social dominance orientation, what's called SDO. And they, again, from the study, longitudinal research suggests that race/ethnicity may moderate the associations of right-wing authoritarianism and social dominance orientation with conservative political behavior, and gender might moderate the association between personality and conservatism with a stronger association for males than females. These moderating effects may be due in part to the fact that right-wing authoritarianism and social dominance orientation are linked with, and here it comes, racism and sexism. So, you know, black people and women have experienced this firsthand. They're more likely to say, no, that's the wrong thing to do. But white men with their little bubble of white privilege throughout their lives, no idea. So given that, you know, Trump's base is basically mentally ill, this study kind of nails it, and or at least at the very least antisocial, suffering from antisocial personality disorders. Will accusing Obama of treason be enough to get Trump out of his current problems? Well, I think with his base, it will. But the problem is his base is only like, you know, 15% of America. It's a small, you know, it's a small part of the overall Republican Party, and the Republican Party is only 24% of America. So will it work? I don't think so. I don't think it's going to work with the larger, group in Congress. I think that, you know, America is going to call Trump's bluff. In fact, it could even backfire. And, you know, the other question that I have is this going to be the thing that finally causes Obama to stand up on his own two feet and start fighting back? I mean, he didn't when they stole Merrick Garland from him. For a whole year, he was essentially silent as Mitch McConnell, you know, just refused to hold a hearing for Merrick Garland. So will this cause Obama and then presumably also, or hopefully also, Biden and Harris to stand up and say, wait a minute, there's something wrong here? Or Clinton and Bush, for that matter. Or will J.D. Vance get his shot at the presidency that he so clearly seems to crave? What do you think? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Well, actually, one more story for you, and then we'll pick up the calls.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Right back with you, 15 minutes past the hour. It's Anything Goes Friday, too.
One out of two Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I imagine we'll talk about Superman. It's the same thing I said about F1. It's a great video. The music is great. The action's great. The CGI is great. I don't feel like they had to really develop the characters. It was fine.
I thought They did a really good job of showing Superman's, you know, humility.
I agree with you there. One of my positives, it wasn't 2 hours and 40 minutes like every other blockbuster movie this summer, but lots to like there.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
Never regret having an adjustable bed frame. We got two twins, put them together. Yeah. So, you know, each of us could adjust the bed frame the way we want.
You and Ann, your wife.
Yes, with
Ann. Not talking about John and Gordy. Just clear. People are raising their eyebrows. We're only here for 2 hours. 6 to 8 a.m.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. You know, the hardest part about cooking fish or even meat is being tethered to a hot stove and sweating and constantly checking it and singed eyebrows. And those days are gone. I got a Chef IQ Sense, and I'm ready for the Food Network. Chef IQ Sense is a brilliantly simple cooking sensor that goes into whatever I'm cooking. Kind of like a meat thermometer, but wireless and way smarter. I enter what I'm cooking with my Chef IQ Sense app. I choose how I would like it cooked. And Chef IQ Sense continuously monitors when my food will be done. That's it. I'm free then to do whatever else needs to be doing. Chef IQ Sense alerts my smartphone when my food is cooked to order the way I like it. No more guessing. This is the world's smartest, easiest to use wireless cooking sensor. Great news. They've just announced a flash sale, 15% off. Go to chefiq.com right now for 15% off during their flash sale. Be your own grill master with chefiq.com and use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, and get 15% off. Again, that's ChefIQ, and the promo code to get 15% off is Tom, T-H-O-M. ChefIQ, C-H-E-F-I-Q.com, promo code Tom.
The chorus of headlines swirls in smoke. Truth is a victim, lies provoke. When the walls close in and no options remain, they write a script to deflect the blame. Ghosts in the wings, crowd on their toes. A conspiracy spins as the tension grows. Well, crowd on fire. He points the finger at 208. Says a liberal king sealed America's fate. Meanwhile, Epstein's name haunts the show. But he's backstage staying low. It's a shell game for desperate minds in the land of spin. Justice unwinds. A puppet master laughs behind the veil, playing madness in a theater of derail.
The hour, so rising starvation on the Gaza Strip. This is just a terrible, a god-awful situation. I mean, there is a long genesis here.
I've been in Israel when suicide bombs went off just, you know, half a mile down the road. This country has been traumatized for, decades, certainly, almost a century. And yet, also, the Palestinians have been, you know, had their land taken from them. They've been treated brutally, particularly by the Netanyahu regime now for, 15 or more years. And now you've got actual starvation going on in the Gaza Strip. And an Israeli minister yesterday, Amiche Eliyahu, he's a right-wing minister. He leads Israel's heritage ministry. He said in a radio interview, quote, "There is no that Israel should not feed the Gazans. They should just basically let them starve." He said, and I quote, "There is no nation that feeds its enemies. The British didn't feed the Nazis, nor did the Americans feed the Japanese, nor do the Russians feed the Ukrainians now." Now, I would point out that that's not true. We did feed Nazis. When we captured Nazis, we fed them. In fact, we treated them very well, so well that many of them just decided, hey, I'm going to stay in the United States after World War II. And Britain fed Nazis, and we fed the Japanese, and the Russians, and the Ukrainians feed Russians right now. In fact, large numbers of Russian soldiers are defecting to Ukraine because they're being fed. When you treat people well, they're more inclined to say, hey, I'd like to be with you. The Hamas, with the billion-plus dollars that Netanyahu has given them over the years, because he's been trying to play Hamas against the PLO on the West Bank, a cynical, horrible, cynical game. Hamas had been running food distribution. They'd been running retirement programs. They'd been running the schools and hospitals. You know, they've been running Gaza with Netanyahu's approval and funding for decades. And so, of course, people are, bonded to them. And do you really think that starving people is going to make them like you? The Israeli opposition politicians immediately condemned his statements that they should just go ahead and starve these people. But we're seeing now, lots and lots of children, young people, even UN workers are becoming emaciated. There is no food. And while Israel's now allowing some food into Gaza, it's drastically reduced the numbers of places where you can get it and the circumstances under which you can get it. And every day, the people who are coming out to get this food keep getting shot by the Israeli army, by the IDF. So this is Yair Lapid, the centrist leader of Israel's political opposition, said Eliyahu's comments were, quote, "a moral stain and a public diplomacy disaster. Israel will never convince the world of the justice of our war against terror as long as we are led by an extremist minority government with ministers who glorify blood and death." Amen. Amazing.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
In Los Angeles, grand juries are refusing to indict ICE protesters. I'll tell you about that and pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us. This is all too familiar to me. And you wake up with a scratchy throat. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick and take time off work. Hope the doctor can see you this month. Wait 2 hours at urgent care or open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription. Start on the right meds and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. This comes with doctor prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom. Use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's promo code Tom at urgentcarekit.com/Tom.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Agriculture is alive and well at the Wisconsin State Fair, and after some fairground improvements, more people will have the chance to see it. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. Along with you midday on a Friday, Wisconsin State Fair Park CEO Sherry Black joins us ahead of the start of the best 11 days of summer. The fair kicks off July 31st in West Allis. Sherry says Egg Village saw some renovations this year with more accessibility into the barns and signs to guide fairgoers toward the livestock exhibits.
We now have these great monument signs throughout the park that we just implemented over there. So there's one for youth exhibits and now one for Agriculture Village. And I feel like that's just a really great way for us to be welcoming people in and for them to really feel like they're part of Egg Village. But I'm hoping that pulls people in because they may have walked by in the past on their way down to Spin City because they're on Grandstand, it's busy. They don't realize what's over there. I've actually had some people tell me they didn't know we had animals. I know, isn't that shocking? And especially the amount of people that we get on Grandstand, it's so important for them to know that this is part of Agriculture Village and we want you to come in and check it out.
Something to look forward to in Egg Village this year at Wisconsin State Fair, July 31st through August 10th in West Allis. Always a pleasure to visit with Sherry Black, CEO of Wisconsin State Fair Park. Stick around, we'll take a look at midday markets next.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek for this year's Farm Technology Days, Generations of Progress. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There's also a rotary parlor, seminars, and of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Food insecurity is a growing problem in America. Over 47 million people. More people face hunger today than during the COVID pandemic. One of every five children in America is food insecure. And hunger isn't just an urban issue. Almost 90% of the most food insecure counties are rural. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting invites you to lend a hand and help end hunger. Go to NAFBHunger.com.
Friday from Chicago, grain markets are trading lower while fluid milk prices are up. The August Class 3 milk contract is up 8 cents at $17.34 a hundredweight. The September contract up 11 cents at $17.60. Cash corn is down 3 cents at $3.98 and 3 quarters. December new crop corn down 2 and a quarter at $4.18 and a half. Cash soybeans are down 6 and a quarter cents at $9.98 a bushel. November new crop beans down a nickel and 3 quarters at $10.18 and a half. And new crop wheat is trading a nickel and 3 quarters lower at $5.35 and 3 quarters. For the Midwest Farmer Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Civic Media is your spot for sports. From updates on your favorite teams, live broadcasts of the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, and Bucks, and local sports coverage in your community, we've got everything you need. Find a station near you at civicmedia.us or download the free app today. We'll have more news and talk coming up here on Civic Media's stream.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Hey, guys, you know, there's a brand new kind of deodorant. This isn't just a new deodorant. It's a whole new type of deodorant that never existed before that actually stops odors before they start. It's a pretty amazing thing. It's based on altering the pH of your skin. It's powered by mandelic acid, which is what affects that. It's clinically proven to work all day long, and it's safe for any part of your body. It's developed by doctors. It's hypoallergenic, skin safe for your sensitive parts. You can use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. This stuff works. I've tried it. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando, and they've got a variety of scents. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for the first-time customers with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. That's shopmando.com, and to get 20% off site-wide, just use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, when you check out free shipping to shopmando.com. And welcome back, 35 minutes past the hour, and just a quick story here. In Los Angeles, the U.S. attorneys, Bill Essely, I'm probably mispronouncing it, E-S-S-A-Y-L-I, is under apparently tremendous pressure from Pam Bondi to just nail some of these people who protested Donald Trump moving troops to surround the federal building in Los Angeles. A number of people were arrested in these protests. And this is fascinating. This is from the LA Times. Quote, the three officials who spoke to the Times on condition of anonymity said prosecutors have struggled to get several protest-related cases past grand juries, which need only find probable cause that a crime has been committed to move forward. This is a much lower bar than the beyond a reasonable doubt standard required for criminal conviction. On an overheard call, according to the three officials, Essely, 39, told a subordinate to disregard the federal the Justice Department's justice manual, which directs prosecutors to only bring cases they can win at trial. Essely barked, the prosecutor should press on and secure indictments as directed by U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi. So bottom line, they are trying to prosecute people just to break them. If you're subject to criminal prosecution in the federal courts, you're looking at tens of thousands, perhaps hundreds of thousands of dollars in legal bills, even when you win. And so they want to try to prosecute people that they know they're going to lose the case. The government knows they're going to lose. But they want to prosecute them anyway in order to break them financially. And the grand juries, in order to do that, you got to get a grand jury to indict. And the grand juries are saying, are you crazy? We're not going to do this. Grand juries, of course, made up of average citizens. Not a good moment for the U.S. Justice Department and Pam Bondi. So what's on your mind today? Ollie in Northwoods, Wisconsin. Hey, Ollie. Thanks for listening to Civic Media. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I was just wondering, I heard on the news this morning that they were using the airport runways in Alligator Alley to deport people now. And I was wondering if you had heard anything and if they're doing this without notifying the courts or without the courts knowing anything about this.
I don't know, Ollie. I have not heard that. I've not read that. It is an airport. I mean, that's the place where they built this Alligator Alcatraz is an airport.
When I heard that they were putting that there, I assumed right away that that was their plan, was to be able to deport people without the government knowing about
without
the courts knowing about it.
Yeah.
And now that seems like that might be what they're up to.
Where did you see this reported?
Well, I heard it on the news. I'm in Wisconsin, and I heard it on the news today.
On Civic Media, on the station you're listening to now?
Yep.
Uh-huh. Okay, I'll have to track that story down. Somehow that one, I missed that one. Thank you for the heads up on that, Ollie.
Okie doke. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Yep. David in San Pedro, California. Hey, David, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Good to talk with you again. Free speech runs an announcement in between breaks about Adriana Smith and how she's been in the hospital brain dead for months and months and months and months since February, is my understanding. And she recently gave birth to a child by cesarean, so the hospital did it.
Right.
But one thing I've never heard about that case, which is nasty enough, who is paying for the bill? Because
the family is receiving
probably
the bill,
being brain dead. She was in intensive care that whole time, which is thousands of dollars a day normally.
Yeah.
And where does the bill go to? I mean, the state has mandated it. Why?
It's going to the family, or at least it was. You know, when this whole thing started, the family was protesting because they were informed that they would be presented with a bill. I don't know how it's ended up, but, you know, now that the baby has been, quote, born.
The baby was not due till August, so the baby's premature, too. And
correct.
There's more bills.
Which
more
incurs
bills
a whole brand new set of expenses. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I have not. I've not been keeping up with that, David. So I'm sorry. I don't know right off the top of my head. She says two stories in a row. I'm not on. I'm sorry. I thought I was doing a pretty good job here, but apparently I missed a couple of these things.
A great job. Okay, I have no complaints.
Okay. Well, I'll track that one down too, David. Thank you very much. Jay in Rockville, Maryland. Hey, Jay, what's on your mind today?
Hey, how are you today? Yeah, I just want to say once again, excellent topic and wonderful call-ins. Very informative because you learn so much on your show.
Thank you.
My comment is that, you know, this whole Epstein thing, I know the Republicans want to downplay it, but they have to understand, and we should understand, that this is probably one of the biggest scenarios that this government has to face.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying that for this reason. You know, at one time, the church, not just the Catholic Church, but all churches, found out, were forced to, but had to deal with the fact that they had to get rid of pedophiles in ministry in order to perform their core mission, which is to bring souls to Christ, to bring people into the church.
Well, Jay, I would argue that the Catholic Church decided that they had to strip out the pedophiles because they were tired of paying the lawsuits.
Right.
But, you know, regardless of the reason, yes.
So my point is that's a sense of corruption that they really pulled out, even with the lawsuits, pulls out the fact that, you know, how can you be holy if you allow this to occur?
Right.
Allow your ministries to prey on children, and no one's going to take their kids to church if that's the thing that's going to happen. Now, on the other side, it's become morally and politically damaged by this Epstein scenario, because I'm going to tell you, it takes a whole lot of people to run the kind of network he had.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't expect they definitely don't want their government to protect pedophiles and not disclose if they have pedophiles in the ranks of Congress and in the Trump administration.
Right.
Why? Because it's going to corrupt. It corrupts the moral compass of this country. And that's exactly what has happened. People don't want to talk about it.
There were a couple of high-profile Trump aides or followers or people very close to him who were convicted of sex crimes with children or possession of child porn. I don't recall their names, but I do recall one of them was associated with Russia. He was fairly high up. This was in his first administration. Those stories have kind of vanished, too. I need to dig those out and track those back.
Yeah, last comment I want to make, because I feel like there's a we need to get the pedophiles out of Congress and out of the administration.
Yeah,
because they got to be there, because just like in the ministry, in the ministries, they're corrupt ministers who are pedophiles. You mean to tell me that Congress is holier than the church? I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think any institution is immune to this kind of thing, but.
But exactly. Yeah. That is my point. So why aren't we trying to also look at what the character is of those who are trying to leave this country? Yeah. Because right now, that's the reason why we're having problems, to be honest with you. We have a problem with the moral compass of this country. That's why we don't feed people who are in need of food, not only overseas, but in our own country.
Yeah, no, I get it, Jay. I get it. Yeah, the GOP has become an insanely immoral organization. Jay, thank you for the call. 44 and a half minutes past the hour. Back with more of your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Speaking the truth, Donald Trump would really rather you didn't know all about. I'll be right back. If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee to your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened till you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. And that's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes. And if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Protect yourself like I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Tom.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The John and Gordy Show.
I'm damn awful tired of dealing with flat forks. Who made flat forks in the first place? They could have cupped it just a little bit, right? No one likes forks. Am I the only one?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I've been trying to learn sheepshead for 40 years. My father-in-law is still a card counter, knows what everybody has. It is so easy to go, oh gosh, I still don't know who the partner is, and is that a trump card or is it not? And so I'm still asking myself all these questions while they're busy taking all of my nickels. The one thing that got me where they allow me to play is getting the app. For all the technology that's out there, that is one of the positive notes.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Hey, let's be honest. Most of us are tired, stressed, and dealing with some kind of pain. And what do? Well, we power through because the last thing we want is another prescription. I mean, let's face it, most of that stuff in the medicine cabinet rarely works. That's why I'm so glad I found CB Distillery. Their CBD products are helping so many people, myself included, sleep better, feel more relaxed, and ease everyday pain. And the best part, it's all made with premium quality natural ingredients. They have a full range of solutions for stress, sleep, pain after exercise, even CBD for pets. Their Soothing Relief Balm is a huge customer favorite, and so are their other sleep products. I love their sleep gummies. They really do work. So if you're tired of being tired and stressed or just want to feel better in your body, check out CBD from CB Distillery. And right now, I can get you 25% off your entire purchase. Just go to CB Distillery, and when you check out, use that promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at CB Distillery. 25% off everything you're buying. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations, but you can get that 25% discount, one quarter off, at CBDistillery.com when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. And welcome back. It's 10 minutes before the hour. Picking up your calls here, Diane in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Hey, Diane, what's up?
Hi, Tom.
Hey.
Say, when something's going on and there's a big kerfluffle, a lot of times it can be a distraction, trying to pull your attention away from things you might be thinking. And I think this Ghislaine and Epstein is a big distraction. I think the real problem is... there is an article, I'll give you my source, Epstein, Trump, and the Fashion Front, and it's on Substack, and it's aliciasonger.substack.com. And it shows where Trump, Epstein, and a man named Jean-Luc Brunel and Jeffrey, and John Casablancas, they all had modeling agencies. And, you know, Ghislaine probably did some stuff.
And Trump had a modeling agency, too, by the way.
He's part of this network.
Yeah.
There's a whole network, and it'll show a diagram how they were just shuttling girls.
John Casablancas is the guy who started all this. Yeah. It's called the Elite Modeling Agency. Yeah.
In 14 years, it starts at 14 years. And, you know, this whole event, they may pick out a couple to make it look legit, like, oh, gee, she got a modeling job. Yep. And all these other girls are being just conveyed into these, you know, for being abused by rich men. Yep. It's just to snag these girls in. That is where you should look for Trump. If he's a pedophile, and I want to ask you, Tom, do you, in your gut, think he's been a pedophile?
I don't know. I really don't know.
That's right up there with cannibalism, pedophile.
Yeah.
Pedophilia.
I get that, Diane. I don't think any of us will know until the evidence comes out.
If they let it out, and if that is true, if he was, he's done.
Oh, I agree. But I think the thing that is hurting him right now is that it's obvious he's lying about something and he's trying to cover something.
Right.
I mean, that's obvious even to his base. And so they're going to think assume the worst. And that hurts his credibility right across the board. So when he talks about tariffs or he talks about taxes or anything else, people are going to go, yeah, this guy's a liar. Why am I listening to him? Diane, thank you for the call. Theodore in Everett, Washington. Hey, Theodore, what's up?
Hello, Tom. So I was calling in about Ethan Doe. He's been stuck in Antarctica from the Chilean police after trying to become the youngest person to go to all seven continents. And
boat or something to Antarctica?
No, he was flying all around, and he had complications. flying to his last continent, which I can't remember exactly which one it was, but he had problems, which he had to make like a emergency flight to a station in Antarctica. And he was greeted by them. He's signing stuff up. And then later, right after that, some of the Chilean police came and they talked to him and said that he was under arrest.
Uh-huh. And I should care about this because...
It shows that they're trying to show that they have control over that part of Antarctica. And they're
Don't they? I mean, I was down there. It's actually the Argentinians were the ones that were controlling the part that we were at, but they clearly controlled it. And, you know, it's been split up among a bunch of countries. There are multi-country areas, but it's an extremely fragile environment. I mean, when we were there, in order to get off the boat and stand on the land in the continent of Antarctica, we had to be sprayed down with bleach before we could get off the boat, just to make sure that we weren't carrying bird flu or any other pathogen. You know, if he's not being very, very careful, he could be spreading, you know, death and disease to a pristine wildlife area.
What this is about, they have the whole international treaty that no one's allowed to claim Antarctica.
Not the entire continent, no, but individual countries, I'm pretty sure, have some control over some parts of it. And there's, of course, a bunch of international agreements. Theodore, I'm sorry. This is not something that really rings my bells, but it's interesting to hear about. Thank you for the call. George in Cripple Creek, Virginia. Hey, George, what's on your mind?
Hey, Tom. You know, today President Putin gave a speech, right, in the Northern Shipbuilding Company in Severodvinsk, Russia, on the occasion of the launch of a Project 995 SSN nuclear attack sub, right? And he's claiming that this is the most advanced fourth-generation nuclear attack sub, you know, with increased stealth technology, increased weaponry, and completely outclasses our U.S. Navy's third-generation Seawolf Virginia submarines. He also claims that this shipyard is series-producing SSBNs, you know, submarine-launched ballistic missiles, NSA project, and stealth diesel-electric submarines that can operate in enclosed seas like the Baltic. I wanted to ask, you know, Congressman Polk about that, but I couldn't get a chance. But, you know, this is true. This is really, threatening.
Yeah. And then on top of that, the Chinese are, like, way ahead of us in drone technology. And it looks like the Russians are leapfrogging.
Yeah, and in, you know, stealth fighter technology.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
In the old days, you know, Soviet Navy submarines were so noisy, they sounded like freight trains under the water. You could easily track them, but now this new generation is almost completely untrackable.
Whoa. Yeah, not good. I mean, part of the problem, it seems to me, George, is that we've been, you know, because of the military-industrial complex, we've been, you know, stuck in this thing of just pouring more money into their projects that they decide on rather than military experts. But, you know, what do I know?
Yeah, what's, you know, technologically advanced and where you feel liable.
Yeah, there you go. George, always so nice to hear from you. Thank you so much for the call. We'll be right back on the other side of the break with the third hour of the program. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
You know, the hardest part about cooking or barbecuing meat, tethered to a hot stove or barbecue, sweating, constantly checking it, singeing your eyebrows, and then serving it and half is beef jerky and half is blood rare. Those days are gone. I got a Chef IQ sense, and I'm ready for the Food Network. It's kind of like a meat thermometer, but wireless and way smarter. I just enter whatever I'm cooking into my Chef IQ Sense app, steaks, chicken, fish, whatever. Choose precisely how I like it cooked, well done, medium, medium, rare, rare. Chef IQ Sense continuously monitors and predicts precisely when my food will be done. No opening a hot oven, sweating over a barbecue, frying pan, or air fryer. Then Chef IQ Sense sends an alert to my smartphone when my steaks, chicken, or seafood are cooked to order the way I like it. This is the world's smartest, simple-to-use wireless cooking sensor. And the best news is they just announced a flash sale. Visit chefiq.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's Chef IQ.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.